This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A Wisconsin researcher has taken on the grim task of looking at how many cumulative years COVID-19 has cut from people's lives. The answer, just for last year, and just for the U.S. and 80 other countries with good health statistics, is more than 20 million years. The co-authors of the study came up with their lost life metric by subtracting the age of everyone who died of COVID-19 from the life expectancy in the dead person's country, taking gender into account. One of the authors is UW-Madison political science professor Adeline Lowe, who calls herself a political methodologist, using statistical tools to study social science questions.
I guess to some extent, for those of us who've been tracking the progression of the pandemic, the results are sort of not surprising, but sobering.
Lowe says while it's common to focus on the percentage of very old people who have died, in Wisconsin, 54% who have passed away from COVID-19 are age 80 and up, the lost years metric really comes into play for people a bit younger.
Roughly 50% of the years of life lost in the U.S. is within the age group of 55s to 75s. And for those who are under 55, they account for nearly 20% of the years of life lost. So we're losing human potential.
Lowe says across the 81 countries studied, there was an average of 16 years lost per death. In the U.S., the figure was a bit lower for men and women combined, 14 and a half years. But males lost a year and a half more than females. Lowe says the study tries to take into account that some who died of COVID had serious diseases of the heart, lung, or other parts of the body that might have killed them early. She says the study also compares life years lost to COVID-19 to those typically lost to deadly flu.
Well, so if we compare to the median flu year, the ratio is 8 times more years of life lost to COVID versus the average flu year.
Lowe says the study was not able to get the racial breakdown of COVID deaths from enough countries to draw any conclusions. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.